Don't need.
I'm just preparing.
You just hold your arms up and you walk into the living room and sit in front of the TV.
My box of wine is in the living room.
She's got more sugar than Coke.
Are you serious?
216 fucking calories, but.
It tastes really good, though.
It's fucking delicious.
Where does it say that?
Oh, they hide the fact.
Sorry.
Stop hosting podcasts while your daughter's asleep.
It's the only time I have peace and quiet in this house.
Because then you get mad when we do asthma, so.
And with that, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. As always, Quinn, joined by Tristan, Paige, IT Tanner. You might notice that we are missing a couple people to this episode.
It says 21 plus on my can, except USVI and Puerto Rico 18 plus.
Manager just like went completely different directions there.
Why are you?
He's crying because First we're missing two all, people was, yeah, because like, they Rackham, left us.
Rackham's so
because
drained
we
up.
Have been abandoned by our DM.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know, but instead of playing D&D this week, we
are we now talking about people we share, famous people we share birthdays with?
Yeah, lucky me, mine's Albert Fish. Don't look it up.
You're gonna love you guys. This is really ironic as to who I share a birthday with.
Who's that?
JFK.
Oh, ironically, they both could end the same way.
Actually, real quick.
Iconic hair. Oh, I thought you were saying the thing about the hair. I was like, I'm sorry. Are we no longer? Razzing Tanner about his hair? Did we
no, but
stop
I'm
that?
Glad
or
you guys called each other
he was like appalled. I was like, "Whoa!"
I'm glad you guys called each other today to the match. That's aww. Cute. That's
yeah.
cute. Wow, she just leaves you hanging for
it's
10.
Okay, she didn't see it.
I didn't. I don't have that.
I was gonna be. I was being patient. Okay.
There's a first.
So that sixth sense that everybody else has, where you can tell if somebody's behind you or has something right near you or is looking at you. I don't have that.
My sixth sense is I can smell when it's gonna rain.
You know what I fucking hate, guys?
Everybody can smell
one. I'm really good at making up songs.
Anyway, I'm just trying to figure out who I share a birthday with, and Google's...
My loving wife shares a birthday with two famous people, both opposite ends of the spectrum. Shamar Moore, great guy, and...
no idea who that is.
You ever watch Criminal Minds?
Yes.
Criminal Minds. He's Derek Morgan on Criminal Minds.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
And she also shares a birthday with Hitler.
I was going to say, is it oh. Hitler and like Mother Teresa or something? But I know Hitler's birthday is 420.
Yep. The nice thing is my wife is...
My
yeah, depending on what you feel like.
Wow. I am super...
Wow.
Guys, it's like...
I'm sorry.
Did you hear what you just said?
No, that was the single best
he goes,
joke.
He goes, I know
that Tanner and I have ever told.
He goes...
I said, I know Hitler's birthday is 420, and then I said, YOLO, blaze it.
And then Tanner
said, yeah, depending on what you like to blaze... And also, really brings a new meaning to YOLO. I'm really sorry that we're so hilarious, you guys. I don't know what to do. I can't help it.
I'm letting it fucking ride out today.
I am, no pun intended, on fire today.
Holy fuck. Remember, if the sauna says made in Germany, get the fuck out.
I share a birthday with Charles fucking Dickens.
Really?
That just
as well as...
I'm sorry, I'm pretty sure Ashton Kutcher was the first answer on that.
Yeah, but that's not that cool.
No, it's not.
Oh. But today, instead of us playing D&D, we're going to circle back to the There's one.
Ping.
Ding. I love when I edit, because I told... Did I tell you this one, how I found out when you burp on it when I edit?
Because you recognize the actual visual pattern on the equalizer?
No, it just goes... That there's like a 30 second, there's like a 3 second break, and it's just Paige burping. it's fantastic. I loaded into the editing software and I was like, I'll remove these real quick. And I was like, all right, let me scroll through, and I have to like manually check like every long pause that's over three quarters of a second. I'm like, okay, that's it. I had one building, then I let it go. Damn it. But so those are terrifying when I hear them in my headphones. Because I'm down here, the lights are off. I'm just editing. I just have the keyboard.
You go from silence to silence.
Just a great big old belch.
The gun comes out and it's like, real quick. Today we are playing the voting game.
Yes.
We will discuss this in a second. I was telling Tanner of my morning so far because it's been Penny and I all day today.
Oh.
We went to the grocery store.
Okay. For a serve with Tyler. Sounds awesome.
Almost murked two people in the grocery store today.
Okay.
Came home, almost smirked one other person on my way home today. It's been a great day. You know the things at the checkout lanes when you have to separate orders?
Yeah.
The checkout lane we went to only had one of those things, and I wanted to split my order between two different things. And I put the one there, and the lady's like, is this your stuff? I'm like, Yes, ma'am, it is. Give me 1 second. I can move it. Just let me tell you. She goes, don't worry about it. Goes into her bag, and Mary Poppins one of those things out of her fucking
bag. That she
bag.
Clearly has stolen from another grocery store.
They said Wises.
Good Lord. Yeah, yeah. Get
we
off your high horse
we were
there,
at Walmart
lady.
The day when it happened.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest, that I would if I'd watched that in actuality, I would be dying.
I was the shit that women can keep in their like I that was is in something their bra? That she
what? keeping
their
where?
Purse.
Okay, I thought you said bra. I was like bra.
Nah, that's fair.
If your bra's big enough, you can keep pretty much anything in it.
That is also true,
and it's the safest place to keep things.
Yeah,
money
yeah.
might get sweaty, but hey,
think like this.
What? Just throwing it out there. Do not try and hide shit in your bra at the airport. You
no,
get,
not at all. But
so
if
I looked at this lady. Oh, I looked at this lady. I'm just like, it's one way to do it. She goes, yeah, I'm in a hurry.
You know what else?
When she said she was in a hurry, you know that immediately flipped in my head. Oh, I'm going to take a long fucking time paying for this order.
Sounds like your problem, not mine.
I was going to say, that sounds like a you problem.
Self-checkout's right down there for your fucking
I was
going to
say,
it's
like,
cantaloupe.
Why did
that's all it was. That's all it was a fucking cantaloupe.
Why did she
why
not
she
go to a self-
put a divider down
oh, I'm sure that
cantaloupe.
She had plenty of other things that she stole in her purse. Considering she stole the divider, she's obviously stealing from the grocery store quite regularly. So, if she's literally so brazen as to steal a divider right in front of a cashier.
So it gets worse.
Not that a cashier would say anything.
Oh, it gets worse.
It gets worse. You're going to lose your sunglasses. Get out to the car. Start loading the bags in. So I have a baby in the front of the cart. Walmart, they put one item per bag. So there's 18 bags plus in the cart. So where I had to position the car so I can load him into the back of my wife's car because my wife has my truck today, blocked the car next to me a little bit backing out. Lo and behold, whose car do you think I was blocking and trying to back out?
Oh,
universe
that's
beautiful.
Was Blady.
Cantaloupe Blady, yeah.
Then I say, I apologize, move the cart over, and I start pushing back to the cart return, carry Penny back to the car, and she's just sitting there looking at me.
Losing her mind with her cantaloupe.
Yeah. With her one cantaloupe.
Like
right?
The
no,
cantaloupe,
she's sitting in her driver's seat, literally unloading the groceries from her purse while she's glaring at Quinn.
Probably.
She just has a cantaloupe under her arm. And just
she was in a hurry because she was stealing, and they pay more attention to the self-checkout than they do anything else.
Yeah. So then she goes,
retail.
Made the comment, I really hate how people take their sweet time when other people are in a hurry.
I really hate how your problem has suddenly become my problem. I didn't realize we were not only family, but bonded beyond all belief.
I'm surprised you didn't do one of these things. Penny?
Bitch.
Bitch, please.
Oh, if my daughter was not with me and my wife would if it just would have been me, I'm pretty sure the three of you would have gotten a call from the county. Because I look at the lady and go, yeah, it just sucks that today's my day, my one day off, and I get to do what I need to do all these errands today. I'm sorry it's an inconvenience to your life.
I would have done I would have done one of these things.
The good ones.
I would have been like
I hope you open it upside down.
Just stare her dead in her eyes.
Yeah.
Give her the knife hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, the bad thing is like Penny was getting fussy and I'm just like
see, what you need to start doing?
If she makes my kid cry.
The next time,
I just would have fucking snapped. I would have
next time a person does that to you, just start saying, "Ma'am, can you please stop touching my child? Can you please stand ma'am, get away from my child."
Just start
and
screaming.
Just start freaking out. And literally
fire.
Just
she
don't touch my child.
She touched my
don't
dick.
Touch her.
She
said,
"Don't touch my dick." Grab his dick and twist it. What the?
No. That's my purse. I don't know you.
Then her husband gets out of the car. No offense, Tristan, he was shorter than you.
That's actually pretty impressive.
That's
and he like walked out like this. I go, yeah, okay. No. So then he gets starts like, we're in a hurry. I'm like, fucking go. I put my daughter in the car inside. I'm like,
oh my
and I'm,
God.
I walk around the back instead of walking around the front. I walk around the back. He's like, we're in a hurry. Can you go? I'm like, can you get, you can fucking go now. Just fucking go now. Sorry, but if you were going to piss off a 6 foot tall guy that already has short patience and hates people.
I was going to say, if you feel like you can take the time to tell somebody you're in a hurry, you're not in a hurry.
No.
Yeah, that's when you sorry, gently touch a person on the arm and say, are you okay?
Yeah. That
was at the Walmart.
It was at Walmart, though, Seth.
So I go,
for the course.
I back out and go the way you're supposed to go. So they back out and go the wrong way down the aisle.
Why wouldn't they?
Guess who gets to the stop sign first? And I made sure I let every other car in all three directions go before I moved. I might have put the car in park for a little bit, too. So I saw who was behind me. I go,
sorry. Safety first, man.
I have time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know what? Time. You're a kind and courteous gentleman. Yeah. You're going to let everyone else go. Yeah. You're feeling generous today.
Yeah. So then I come home, and we all know my road. The only house on my road. Don't turn down my road if I don't know you. I see this guy go really slow across the bridge, stop, and then start backing up as I make the turn onto the road. And by that time, I was like, this doesn't seem right. Out of the holster, holding it by my side as I'm
driving. I would have had my arm hanging out the window with it.
That's why Paige doesn't carry a gun.
True.
And he flags me down, and I like crack the window. He goes, I'm like, can I help you? He goes, can I fish in this creek? I went, what? Can I fish in this creek? I don't fucking care. Yeah, nothing about this guy's appearance said fisherman. So I get home, and the whole entire time I'm just like, I have my firearm is on my side. I'm just carrying it like one bag at a time. Bag at a time. Penny, go watch Bluey. Daddy's going to take care of some business real quick. So that was my morning. Other than that, so real quick, how was everybody else's day? Mine was eventful. Paige, did you find what you were looking for today?
We didn't go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Probably tomorrow.
Okay.
Ammunition is still expensive.
Yeah.
The fuck it is.
Really is. $23.89 or $23.99 for 20 rounds. That's hollow point. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Should I tell?
It's only $115,000. Oh,
I say I was looking at prices for 300 blackout ammo, and it's just it was honestly. No.
Hey, I know a place you can get some.
The problem is we don't sell what I'm looking for. Yeah. If we sold specifically what I was looking for, I'd buy it all up. But.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tanner's excited. His new gun and suppressor ships on Tuesday.
Ooh. My new suppressor ships on Tuesday. My gun, I'm just waiting for Griffin Armor to be like, hey, it's been fulfilled and it's on the way. It just is in awaiting fulfillment. So I'm just waiting for them to send me tracking information.
Those are the best messages that we get up to. Your package is out for delivery.
Yeah, exactly. And in this case,
Mom, I'm waiting for a package. Don't fucking touch it.
I'm going to know every step of the way when it gets to its destination. I'm sure somebody in receiving will be like, hey, we have this gun that's got your name on it. And we're like, yes.
Oh, you would be surprised what they don't notice.
Ironically.
Like part numbers.
Ironically, guess who's going to touch it before Tanner does?
What's it?
Wow.
And I'm going to be like, hey, Tristan, come over here and look at this. Look at this shitty design. But no. So let's
we're definitely not going to talk about
the
how.
IT office, just throw it on the table.
Just throw it.
There you go.
I'm going
to. We're not going to talk about how I literally have asked for updated pricing from those fuckers like 3 or 4 times, and that literally I'm going to have to fix the PO that your thing comes in on. But that's fine. It's fine. Just talk. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's
fine.
You
know what I'm going to do? Hey, I'm going to disassemble it. I'm going to take like the fucking. I'm going to take the takedown pins out of it. What'd you throw?
My phone fell on the floor and it bounced all the way over there. So I just threw my hands up and I'm done with it.
Do you want me to grab that phone?
No.
Be a good IT boy and get underneath the desk.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
That's not bad.
That's gross.
That was pretty good.
That or
no.
What I said.
No, the drink is incredible.
The drink is.
There's two. Love you.
I remember that next time you need some cable management done.
Nobody needs cable management. We're just forced to have it.
That is true. I like a rat.
You don't have to get my phone. I don't need it. Oh, I don't need it. Thank you.
Everybody.
The gentleman in the sky.
I know.
All right, let's get to the game. Today we're playing the voting game.
Oh, I'm so making you. So cool. Sorry. I'm sorry. Nothing. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
What
it's
are you
fine.
Grab?
It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Are you like my cat upstairs?
No.
Just like fucking grabbing at random things?
It was a random piece.
Tanner,
can you see the Matrix?
Let's say we do have Tanner's birthday gift for him to open.
Huh? What?
Is that really his birthday gift?
It can be.
No, you guys got this for you.
We got it for the podcast.
Yeah, but then.
But
it's your
you can open it
because
it was your birthday this week.
I will at least break it open and wear it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Inaugural ride.
Wear it. All right, so real quick, we're playing the voting game.
Gotta figure out what to load it with.
I'm strongly debating on. All week I've been looking at this thing now, and I've just been like,
just straight.
No, one cup of Crown Royal, one cup of Coke. That way, when you suck it, they go into the same straw, and it's perfect.
Tell me more about how things should be sucked, Quinn.
Tell me how you suck it.
Give me advice. As you are an expert.
I keep wanting to recite Limp Bizkit lyrics, and I
guess what? You can't, because you'll get in trouble.
But what if
I did
it for?
Then somebody will apologize and then cut it out of the podcast. For your bookie?
For my...
You sucked your bookie?
So you can
you got
take
a lump
that...
in your throat, don't you?
So you can take that...
Wookie.
Yeah.
That might be copyrighted too, though, guys.
Nah, it's fine.
How is that not copyrighted?
But it's not.
Poetically
I'm
reciting.
The fucking master of it, that's why.
But reciting the poetry...
I'm
the lyrical genius,
Frederick Durst.
Poetry
Dude,
of
is
Frederick
there like assembly required?
Durst.
Yeah, it's
Dude,
not.
Just put that, just put that off to the side.
It was like 12 fucking bucks. Why don't you back off? Where's your beer helmet?
This was, by the way, in the
Let's
Father's
compare.
Day gift section of TJ Maxx.
I know, I saw the tag.
Yeah, we didn't bother taking that off.
Again, it was...
We saw it. We literally stopped in our tracks again.
Hang on, let me put the horns on first.
Oh, it actually slides on. It's actually
yeah.
That actually
oh, it's
seems,
modular.
It actually seems pretty legit.
The modular design.
It's a modular,
it's
yeah.
Kind of a takedown to it.
All right.
So that way, if you have one, the and then get the other.
Holy fuck! We're off the rails.
What are we voting?
The way this game works is I was nice. I prepped every. Fuck. Well, I can't vote for Trump this year.
Do you want to tell me? Do you want me to tell you how mad I was when I got a jury duty letter? It was from my fucking license, by the way.
I
renewed my fucking license.
I haven't gotten one of those in all my life.
I hadn't gotten one in fucking Pennsylvania at all because I hadn't registered to vote. Because fuck government.
And then I
made out of my mailbox. No, and then I got so mad I had to vote.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to leave it.
So the way this gun works.
Oh, now we're going to leave it.
Yep.
The way this game works.
Okay.
Is I was nice and I divvied all the cards out that we're going to need. So, one person,
smarter than most of the people, because they obviously know what
Dude,
they're
doing.
That might
only fit his head. That might only fit his head.
Hey, guys, remember when they sent into space for 7 days and asked her, and the NASA scientist asked her if 100 tampons was enough?
I don't know. This is meant for an adult man.
The smartest men.
If it fits my head, it'll fit anybody's head.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, let me see.
Is that how it's supposed to fit?
We are the Knights of
I have way too much hair for that.
This is an opportunity.
Oh my god, this thing
We're
is
gonna
so
have to
cool.
get
this
a.
This is a perfect opportunity.
It's very small. So I was like, what? Who is it made
yeah,
for? Children? Is it made for children?
Oh,
it's made like, for children?
Apparently.
For ants?
Oh,
what is this?
Over there. I can't
a beer helmet for ants?
Do you want me to just walk in front of the camera?
No. It's so
can Vogue? See it. Are you gonna it's, Vogue it?
It's fine.
Do it.
Ah, oh, we're off the rails so far already.
Yep.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. All of
Maybe
our tens
Shane
of listeners are really going to enjoy
this
it.
This podcast together.
You know what? It could just be a ramble cast.
It always is a ramble cast.
Oh, that's fair.
But if you Wait, preface it as that, we don't get in trouble for it.
Pass it over here real quick. I want to see it. This is Uga's new helmet. Give it back. Give it here.
Turn around.
Doesn't matter how you...
How dare you say turn around to me like that and then expect me not to break out into song.
Dude. Adjustable in the back.
I know, I haven't adjusted it yet.
Oh.
Sick.
Oh, it is adjustable.
Oh, and it says blacksmith on the front. That's why that's the front.
I have too much hair for that right now.
It fits.
If it fits, it ships.
It's stuck. I can just, it's like seeping into my, it's like sucking up my head.
That's just going to be that shape.
Suction.
Did you hear the pop?
Can somebody loosen it?
Yes, I'm going to loosen
it. So it's not child size? Why did they make it child size?
I don't know. But why Tristan, do not poke my eye out. So the way the game works is player one, Tanner, that's you.
Mm.
You're going to start off. You're going to read one of the question
Where are the
cards.
Tubes?
This is definitely too small for my head.
He has way too much hair and way too big of a head.
Okay, so that means that I need to go on Amazon and find a different a version that is more of adult-sized friendly.
Yeah.
Or we're find somebody that can do a custom one.
We're all just going to get Viking helmets for next
time. A custom-made Viking drinking helmet.
Yeah. Dragon.
Viking metal episode.
Oh, are you supposed to just put it at the base of your head like that?
I don't know, because I'd be afraid the drinks would spill.
That's true. And
I have too much hair.
Can you put the horns upside down is my question. Without, like, putting a drink in it. Can you fashion?
No.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to modify it.
Okay, so the way this game works is Tanner's going to read a card. Then we're each going to take turns. We're going to take these three cards that we have here, the ones that do not have our number, because you cannot vote for yourself.
All right.
And we're going to put them down in front of us here, and we're going to see who we vote for the most. Then switch your seats.
I want to switch seats. This is my seat.
My seat.
Fight us.
This is my seat since the first episode that I was ever on. Which was episode...
I don't remember. I don't even know what episode
it was. Must have been 20-something, because then we were at 33 suddenly.
Yeah, it's true.
For the record, I rip the podcast.
Yeah?
In the Blockbuster game War Thunder.
Nice.
Yeah. It's true. He puts 33 on all of his planes.
I do.
Oh. Actually, yeah. He really does.
Just looking at the fucking tart over there in the helmet.
I was going to say, I literally spent all of my time just making beaded trinkets for everybody that nobody
wants. I found
mine,
by the way. I found my...
I know, you told me. You found your branch and ran amok.
Yeah, he's no longer running amok.
I'm very excited for everybody for the next round, because the one that I actually made for Tanner for the high elf, I would like everybody to give me the proper credit that I deserve for the amount of effort that goes into it, but I'm not going to tell him what it is yet, but he's going to be super pumped. And I was like, this one is so cool, I'm literally going to make everybody their own version.
Do you know how many episodes you and I have been on together? I said I still haven't cashes in yet, by the way.
That's just me getting
all
up
the way out and around to get you a drink.
It's your poor planning, but that's fine. I was nicer back then.
It fits.
Got it.
If it fits, he sips.
No, we take that out of the hat right now. Please, another one all over the carpet.
Where does the tube come out for to go in your mouth, though? Because right now it just looks like it comes out the spout at the top.
Probably
would. I know that's not.
Actually, that's exactly where it goes. Look at the picture.
Oh, shit, you're right. Oh, God, yeah.
Does it come out? It must come out.
There's a hole in the back. That's what that's for.
Tanner, can you take the... Mm-hmm. Can we start the game, please?
Why was it funny?
You have to start the game. Okay. You're number one. Tanner's number one.
He's number one.
He was number one.
It's literally a... It is literally a soda drinking hat.
Yes. SpongeBob reference.
I know.
In the episode.
Schmitty, Werbin, Jaegerman, and Jensen.
But that's what we have. He was number
one.
Does everybody know that I have a SpongeBob jellyfish tattooed on my foot?
Probably not.
Hey, guys, I have a SpongeBob jellyfish tattooed on my foot.
You're her husband. You didn't know that?
I've never taken my shoes off around Tristan.
She hasn't.
I hate
feet.
He's
never seen my feet.
That's never seen her feet.
Do they exist? Oh. Never mind. I didn't show you guys that video the other day. It was quite hysterical. This guy had a numb arm, and he put it into a sledgehammer head, and then he used it as a sledgehammer.
God, that's so funny, he had a numb arm.
She's drunk already.
No.
I'm gonna die.
There you go.
Why don't we stop making sweeping statements about people?
Yep.
Okay, I am first.
Tanner's gonna start.
Did you want to fully explain the...
Yeah, under threat of physical damage.
That's very true.
Okay, I pull a card.
Yes, you read it. And then the three of us are going to put our card, whoever we think that fits, face down.
Oh, right. We don't all vote on it?
Yeah, no, we all vote on it.
We just don't know.
No.
I don't vote on it.
You don't vote on it. So whoever reads does not vote. So it's up to us three to vote.
You're a woman before 1918.
My God.
You guys ready for this question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's going to die first? You can't vote for yourself.
Who will be having the most sex in the retirement home?
Put your number, just put your card face down, and then when we're all answered, we can flip these over.
It's a great question to start off on.
Oh, and whoever gets the most votes in that has to drink.
All right, I gotta think.
What is this? Conditional.
Conditional? I have a reason. I have a reason for the number I picked.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, this is terrible podcasting. Yep, there you go.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna flip on the count of three. One.
Shit, I didn't know who I chose.
Two, three.
There you go.
So
buddy.
I picked my husband because I assumed we'd be in the retirement home together.
I picked you out of just fucking fear because you're just gonna. Why'd you pick me? Thanks, buddy.
He randomly shuffled.
Yeah. I got upset.
So Tanner, you have the final say here.
Both of us.
On who do you think is gonna have the most sex in the retirement home?
I have the final say.
Yeah, because you're the judge.
You have to say it and use our name.
Quinn, I'm sorry, but it's not you.
I don't know whether to be happy. All right. Hey, that's cool.
I was a 50-50 chance it's me. Actually, it's 100% chance it's me based at this table.
I was going to say it's probably you, Tristan, because your beard is magnificent and you are one of the most agreeable people I've ever met.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's like I'm having the most sex in the retirement home.
I'm conflicted because I feel insulted because you said the most agreeable person at the table, but then you also complimented my husband, so you gave him two compliments. So that can't.
All right. Okay. So I get to drink now?
Yeah. Or you get to pick somebody else to drink.
I'm going to drink.
Okay.
No. But then you get to pick the next question.
Paige, you are a very specific person when it comes to...
I'm a very specific person.
He gets the card? Okay.
Oh, yep.
No. As I was saying, you, it's like a lot of the people I've ever met and or worked with, you are a very specific person in your job and things you like to do with your computer and everything that you do at work.
Very specific.
And I appreciate that for somebody who is, hey, this is how I want it. This is how it needs to be. Needs to be this way for it to make sense to me. And I understand that.
I appreciate that.
I want him to say something nice about me now because I just feel left out.
Yeah, all he said is you're not
Quinn, you don't take fucking no for an answer.
That's true, I don't.
And that's how you get your job done. Say it's going to get it's going to get done whether somebody likes it or not.
Yeah. Tristan's reading a question. What?
Somebody's got to say something nice about Tanner now. He literally just said something nice about all three of us.
I wish I had brought that gift because I could have given it to him at least partially. It's very thoughtful. I'm very proud of myself.
Tanner, actually, you are probably one of the few IT people
that don't
that
annoy
haven't no. had some kind of fucked-hearted thing associated with their time at this company.
Fair. You're the most normal, you're kind, and you are responsive, at least to our office.
Actually,
but that's because our office doesn't give you shit.
Tanner is one of the most helpful people in our building.
Whoa, Jenny.
You know why? Because I can't basically leave my job because the place would fucking catch fire instantly. So when we have our food trucks, Tanner's like, I can go get you food. I'm like, thanks, buddy.
That's really nice.
$5 later, I bought us lunch the other day. Those fries were so good.
It was expensive, but I'll be honest.
It
was worth it.
I took a 3-hour nap when I got home.
Yeah,
we're usually so stressed we can't eat because our stomachs are in knots that mimic panic attack anxiety.
All right.
Let's jump forward.
Things are getting better.
Things are fine. All right.
Fire all around. Can I green screen fire in this one?
Oh, man. It's a shame I can't vote for myself for this one.
It's just a meme.
Completely honest, I called my mom a bitch when I
and he did this, yeah.
Who's gotten the most upset while playing Monopoly? Again, I called my mother.
No, you can't. You just told us all to vote for you.
Oh, shit. They can vote for me. Oops.
Pick a different one.
Ow.
Yep, this is why we have nice things.
I love you so fucking much. But he feels so bad about that one time.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Band kids are really fucking weird.
Wait,
who has fallen in love at first sight?
What was the question?
Who has fallen in love at first sight? All y'all married fuckers have an answer. Actually, never mind. I guess y'all don't really get to have an answer.
Are we flipping?
Drink.
Wait, oh, I got it. Yes.
Oh. Does he know how this game works?
Hey, you're driving home. That's how it's working.
You know what? It seems like it.
How it's working so far. Oh, you guys want to...
Wait, do I go again?
Bro.
Yeah, I guess
one.
So.
This is great.
Nice guys do finish first, guys.
Ah, so many comments. I don't want to die, though.
Whose Google search history would you like to see the most?
Would I like to see? Would I enjoy looking at?
It says to see.
Oh, I'm in a room full of men. Oh, you guys are...
Hey, it's no longer a bank. Remember, after you hit 30, it turns into a vault. You said it the other day yourself.
I know what I said.
It's flip. Bank.
Yep.
That's because I know hers is some fucked up shit.
I was just saying, that's because of the controlled chaos that is Paige.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
I meant to do that one.
You want to see mine?
I don't want to see Quinn's.
Yeah, you know why? It's fucking podcast stuff.
And I'm good not looking at my husband's.
Hey.
You are his.
Yours, I think, would be the most interesting. We're not talking.
I don't know.
Tanner?
Tanner
won that one.
Yay.
Hey, Paige, they don't think highly of us.
My search history is probably one of three things. Gun stuff.
IT stuff.
IT problems. IT problems. Actually, okay, it's probably one of four things.
Warhammer.
Gun stuff, IT problems, something about a video game.
Mine's 99.
And then the last one would probably be... I don't remember what the last one would be.
Dementia pills.
Oh, a dictionary.
I can't show because secret gifts for people that I made.
Because I don't always know how to spell shit.
That, okay. That's
S-H-I-T. Shit.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome. I wasn't paying attention to whatever you were saying, but you said you didn't know how to spell shit, and I was trying to help.
You were spelling it, and I was like, oh, he doesn't
know. Okay, so does that mean I...
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you get... Mantana, yeah, you get, yeah.
Okay.
Mantana are winning right now.
Winning?
I'm winning.
Oh, this should be an interesting... Who has spent the most time stalking my Facebook profile page?
Yours?
It just says who has spent stalking my Facebook profile.
Yeah, so yours.
We flipping? Guys.
Congratulations.
I picked you because of what your job is. Oh, that was a good throw.
Gambit.
I got a card. That makes me feel creepy. Thanks, guys.
That's why I said, no, are you really winning?
That's your player. That's your player number.
Oh, shit. And I...
Oh. This one's going to cause controversy, and I'm here for it.
Controversy.
There's an app that we can actually prove this, too. Who would look the best as the opposite gender?
Oh, I'm damn sexy.
Yeah. Always. In any form.
Oh, wait. This is a pretty easy one. I actually know this one. Boy.
Go ahead, and flip them.
I have a picture that proves it.
I can believe that.
One of those filters.
That yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, we have technology that can prove it. Yeah. Here you go, princess. That's
guess. Have you seen the green in those eyes? They're the color of the good pickles. There's difference. I don't want to talk about it.
I saw myself and I was like,
damn. I did that. Is that what you said? I did that.
That's what I said.
I did. Oh, Jesus.
Is that what you said?
What?
Mm-hmm. He said he saw himself and said, damn.
Damn!
That's what he said.
Who will die the furthest? Wait, what?
What?
Who will die the furthest from where they are born? Or were born. Born. Not are born. That's weird.
Okay, so where you were born to where you live now? Is that... Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Technically this one, I guess. You can't vote. Can you vote? Can you vote?
No, you can't vote.
I can't vote.
It was me!
Delaware, right?
I was born in Delaware.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear the dad joke of
so
the day?
So nobody aspires to go any further than Paige leaving Delaware and coming to Williamsport? I've been like...
It's only like three and a half hours, you guys. I was born on Boomsburg.
He was born in Wellsboro.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying, y'all can travel shit. I'm locked in.
I'm not planning on...
If I would have died, it probably would have been in some foreign country.
That's fair. Same with you, actually.
Oh, I thought I said who will tie the furthest from where they were
tie
born.
What?
Tie what?
Like a knot?
I don't know.
Tie it's, fighter?
So I'm
all right, Paige.
I'm dyslexic and I don't really hear that well. Good job, Paige. That's your card, by the way, dear.
Woo!
You got one. Yeah, she's on the
board. Tie the farthest from where I was born.
Wait, has Quinn got one yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
Who would have the most fun going to a nightclub alone?
Realistically?
I feel like... I messed my answer up, but yeah.
All right, flip them.
See, Tanner, I tried to throw you a bone here, buddy.
That's okay. As much as I...
The bad thing is...
No, that's yours.
Bad thing is I was going to pick Paige because I'm like, she would just take ecstasy before she would go into the club and just really...
See, as much as I project...
I was like, no, I'm just going to be real awkward. But
as much as I project the fact that I might be a people person, I'm really not.
Yeah,
I was just like, Tanner, he's single. He should enjoy going to the nightclub. I don't know.
The nightclub. There's only
unless one. I'm yes. drunk.
The
There's only one.
Let's take Tanner to a nightclub.
Do you know that we're all over 30?
I mean,
and that our everything stops working at midnight.
Real I'm, quick, I'm not Cinderella. Over 30 yet, but I'm close.
Backhand saying that.
I'm just stating a fact.
You just said you're not over 30.
No, he's not at 30
yet.
I'm
not at 30
yet. He's only 29.
I'm only 29.
Oh, you bastard!
You lucky son of a bitch.
I'm gonna siphon your life
Tristan,
energy.
It's your yes. turn to read another. It's your turn to read another.
I'm kicking ass.
What did you say? What did you? Wait.
Oh.
You'll just have to listen to the podcast to find out.
Who falls?
Fuck you,
Kessler. Sorry,
I was just saying.
who? What?
Falls up the stairs.
Thank you, because
you guys.
I actually fall up the stairs all the fucking time.
I fall over standing straight.
Well, the way when she said,
oh, "Where'd that go?"
I thought it was me.
Oh, that was a good throw. Yeah, I thought the way he said that, the way you reacted.
No, I'll be standing perfectly still and I'll fall over. It happens a lot.
I only said you because of your knee.
That's fucking... That's, no, I fall down the stairs, actually. It's weird. Who went bungee jumping but chickened out? We find a lot of... Who would go... Who yeah? Who went bungee jumping but chickened out? We're waiting for Tristan here. I'm going to start playing, I'm gonna start playing Jeopardy music. You put that card out. No, don't you dare fucking switch it. Flip him.
Damn.
But I was airborne.
Paige would never bungee jump.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it's...
But she would never be in a position to bungee jump.
Do you guys remember when there was the school bus, fire drills?
Quinn doesn't strike me as somebody who likes heights, so I don't think you would agree.
So here's the thing. I hate heights. I can't go to the top of a building and look over the edge, but I love roller coasters and I love flying.
Bungee jumping is so much fun. It's scarier than jumping, though. It's got to be.
You guys remember the...
I'd rather jump with a fucking parachute than jump with a bungee.
Do you know how many times, and I'm not even, I'm not bragging, I'm just being realistic here, how many times I've stared out the back of an aircraft before I've had to jump? There's a good solid couple minutes when they like drop the ramp or open the door before, and you just hear the whoosh, you just got wind rushing through your ears.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think still think I'd trust the parachute over the bungee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that would kick in last minute and you would be like,
the thing that would freak me out, bungee jumping, is like, there is a ground. And it just like, snaps you back. It just like, break my back. It just separate me in half. Like,
the only thing I'm going to say is have any of you ever felt what true weightlessness feels like?
No, nerd.
So if anybody lets me finish.
Okay, so.
Could anybody terrible. Let me finish? So does anybody remember riding on a school bus and having the school bus fire drills?
No, I never would have.
I think I did fire drills once.
Do you roughly know how high a school bus is off the ground?
10 feet.
So they open the back door. No, not at all. They open the back door and they make you jump out. I literally refused to the point where somebody had to pick me up every time up until I was literally like, I don't know,
out
high school. I cannot jump from heights. I refuse to do it. So like, for the record.
You know, so actually, my weightlessness experience.
I don't have any interest in being weightless.
Back of a C5. Ass end of a C5.
Worked hard for the
during flight. An aerial refueling. When you're fucking sitting there like that.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of turbulence and you're like, you're just sitting in the very back of that compartment. You're just like,
the best feeling of weightlessness I've ever had is in the back of a CASA 212, which is like a very, it's a small plane to the fact where the cargo bay is like, from this wall to that wall, or a little bit longer, and it's got a and it's got a ramp.
Yeah,
and that thing is so small. Whenever anybody exits the aircraft mid-flight, it fluctuates like this. Yeah. So you're looking at the ground and then you're looking at the sky.
Yep.
Nope.
Fun. So, anyway,
fun shit.
So I guess
it's number one card is that.
Oh, mine.
Okay. The next one will be who will win the lottery but lose the ticket.
This one's I want to vote for myself.
I don't want to get stabbed.
That was closed mouth. Sorry, guys. Web formative.
Go ahead.
You.
I couldn't vote for myself.
He said he couldn't vote for himself. We all know what that is.
I literally lose constantly. Yeah,
that's how I know you. I'm like, Tristan, where's this at? Paige.
Oh, that's mine.
It's behind you on your desk.
Oh, thank you. He was the one that read the card.
There we go.
How about you guys let somebody ask your questions? Fucking cheaters.
All right. Killing it.
You guys suck at life. I don't know.
Who was the oldest when they stopped believing in Santa Claus?
Wait. Santa's not real?
What was the question? Who was the oldest when they stopped believing in Santa?
I have a child, you pricks.
Damn.
I got stuff in your arms. Thank you.
Realistically, how old are y'all?
I
feel like I
cannot remember.
Probably like 5 or 6. You were going to say 20-something?
Well,
I think I held on for a while. I think I was probably...
No, I was probably in middle school,
I'm pretty sure
say.
My brother ruined it. I'm pretty sure my older brother ruined
it.
Oh,
no, see, that was the benefit to being the baby, that if any of my
the
siblings
baby by 11
fucking
years.
Ruined it, I would have... They would have been fucking kicked out of the fucking house.
You would have gotten their presents.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, my God.
Tristan, I always wanted an easy bake oven. Thanks, Susie.
Really? Like.
All right. Hey, it's my turn to read a question. Oh. I read this completely wrong. I was like, what?
Oh, shit.
Who has parents that know the least about their current lifestyle?
Their current lifestyle?
Yeah, Tana, yours is a lumberjack. Does Pam know or not?
Ah.
Oh, well.
You just leave it open now, buddy.
I think he's gonna take my husband's cue. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I only said that because I know that.
So I have a card about my death and a card about my current lifestyle.
Does one lead to the other?
None of mine are particularly
We're all
going
to read our superlatives. Voted most likely to die furthest from where I was born. We're all going to read them at the end. Oh yeah. God.
I saw another game because I went when we were at Walmart today. I just went through like the list of obscene games they have there, and one of them is you have to work in pairs of two, so it's like a team game where you have to think of you get 10 cards, you have to put them in order of worst to most believable or something. Or like. I was like, that would be horrible. Because the bad thing is, I wouldn't want her on my team for that game.
Who hits snooze on their alarm clock at least 5 times before getting out of bed? Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. Who's hitting snooze?
This is my card. I don't know why I threw it that far with emphasis. Sorry, I keep knocking you.
You're fine. But... All right.
Do you need another drink?
Oh. Wait, what was the question again? Who hits the snooze
button? Who hits snooze on their alarm clock at least 5 times?
If I could, I would vote for me.
All of you. I'm
all
at
of
work.
Us.
Not
it's
you.
All
not
of,
you.
No, it is literally all
it's
of us.
It's not me. I'm up before my alarm every day. I'm at work. I open our building every fucking day.
That's probably
if,
true.
If I
you
could.
You probably should have voted for me.
I didn't vote for
it anybody. It is absolutely
100%
me.
Because, Tanner, what time do you start work? What time are you supposed to start work?
Between 9 and... supposed
between
to?
9 and 3.
9 to 5, you...
It sounded like you were going to say between 9 and 3. It's what
fucking,
is this?
The fucking cable company.
I was like, what is this? Cable service going? I'm going to come between sometime in the 3rd and the 9th of the month.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
How? I don't understand.
I was going to give it to him because everybody agreed that it was him.
Yeah, fucking take this.
So you take
Jesus.
It.
See, okay,
you take it
go.
By vote.
Yeah, no.
You take
yeah.
it and you enjoy it.
Yes, because...
take it.
9 o'clock.
Oh, what time do I usually see you walking in with your backpack? Quarter after?
Close to 9:30.
Sometimes. Yeah, you guys, I'm...
That's why, if I could have voted for myself, I would have.
Do you know what I love about going to work so early?
I would have voted for myself.
Do you know what I love about going to work so early?
What?
When I walk into the showroom...
Because they can't vote for themselves anyway.
Yeah.
The person reading the question should be able to vote since they can't vote for themselves anyway.
Okay.
But then you have the possibility of a tie.
And then we have to sell...
There's always that possibility.
Yeah. You know what? No.
Not 3 people voted.
You're right.
What I love about being at work early some days and being like one of the first 2 or 3 people in the upstairs, when I walk into the showroom, I have the God persona kind of happens because the motion sensor lights all kick on. And I was like.
And you can hear your steps echoing as you
yeah.
walk through that. Yeah.
No, that's only when Kessler comes into the building. No, because when
you
I.
You can hear your steps?
No, you can hear Kessler's.
I was saying your own
oh,
steps.
No.
That's why you have the God person. Like,
no,
because
when I cross the threshold into the back of the door, all the lights go, it goes from left to right or right to left, left or all the way around. And they finish over by your office. And I'm like, let's some shit up today.
Do this.
Yeah. Or if it's a Monday, I'm like,
how bad
is it?
It's just that fucking meme of Matthew McConaughey from True Detective. We're just smoking a fucking cigarette.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Who would be the first person to stand up for someone that is being picked on?
I'm not even fucking flipping my card over. I'm not even flipping. I'm not even.
Oh, yeah, she'll fucking stab somebody.
Only time I ever yelled at anybody at work.
Yeah. We proved it with D&D when she came to Ugga's raid. Raid. You came to Ugga's raid?
I came to your rage.
Not yet. Sound it out.
I think I'm going to pass this because I'm not. What is this question? Who lost their virginity in blank? What the f is this?
Yeah, that actually doesn't make
sense. Is one of you a car or like the woods or like somebody's parents' house?
Yeah, like what?
What the fuck is this?
I think you're supposed to fill in the blank.
Do you see this?
Oh.
You're supposed
to. What?
No, whatever you want. Who lost your virginity in the weirdest way or something? I thought she gave it to you.
Come on.
I thought she gave it to you. I was like, oh.
Okay. So who lost their virginity in high school? I don't fucking know, you guys. You told me to fill in the blank. Who lost their virginity in an extraordinarily specific and very strange way that they will have to detail out on the podcast?
Oh, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Head flip.
What did you say? Yo, what the?
Oh, he was just trying to with me. He was trying to catch me in my hoe trap. That's all that
Your
was.
Hoe trap?
In Were my you, own oh, I was trap.
Like, wow. No. Wow.
Nobody gets this card because.
You got that card.
No.
You got chosen.
No, Tristan, I didn't.
Tristan, wait, I thought me and Tanner both voted
no!
for
No!
Oh. He voted
it
for
It was
me.
Just my own him. Husband.
Oh, shit.
I voted for you.
Oh, also got
in
that.
The Sorry, weirdest buddy. Way possible to describe.
So who won?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Everybody loses.
Everybody drinks. Everybody drinks.
Everybody
drinks. Don't drink. Use
that card. Has anybody been drinking when they actually win?
I have.
Yeah. You have what, two cards?
I'm just drinking on my own. So.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so who goes now? Paige, you have to go now.
Paige, you get to read another question. Tanner, you
Who can
more.
Fix almost anything with a roll of duct tape? We're going from losing your virginity to fixing things with duct tape.
What if they both involve the same thing?
Man, I'm really sorry.
I believe this one wholeheartedly.
I can't vote. That's right, because I read the question.
Primarily because I know how this company spends its money. And so therefore,
this
those
company.
Things.
You mean the podcast company?
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's fair.
Flip it.
Ah. That's fair.
Fucking throwing shade.
I was like,
you know what? You know what? After next week's adventure, Tanner, everything gets put together with fucking duct tape.
Did you say next week's adventure?
Yeah.
We won't be there for that adventure.
You guys won't be there for that adventure.
Oh yes, I understand what you're
or,
talking about now.
Here's what the thing. We could go down Sunday.
So I'm tempted.
We aren't making
like,
two and a half hours.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can do
it. I'm just saying.
Five and a half.
But you guys could come with us on Saturday also, in addition to
making
Sunday.
It. I had to spend one day with my kid, I think.
That's fair.
All
right. So who's going?
Tanner. Mr. ITMSO.
Who is the first one found in Hide and Seek?
Penny, because she laughs when you get closer. She goes, first person found.
Now I'm going to have to hide in both of your houses until you can't find me.
Wait a second. The worried thing is, how well do you know your house?
Pretty damn well.
Okay. No, the bad thing is, don't do that, because we both have guns. We're clearing our houses with the lights and everything.
What do you think I have on my side of the bed? A big-ass fucking Bowie knife.
A fucking mace, probably.
No, it's literally a big-ass fucking Bowie knife.
I could see you having a mace.
Bowie knife next to the bed.
It's her turn,
tomahawk
it's her
the
turn
couch.
To read a question.
Oh, yeah, the tomahawk's true. Underneath the couch cushion. Yeah.
It's like rolls in my house.
Scalp them. Whose wardrobe has changed the least in the past 10 years?
You can't vote, Paige.
It's not before that got changed in the Constitution. What are you talking about?
What? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
1918?
1915? No. Wait, what?
What do we,
women could vote?
Oh, never mind. I thought you were
saying. Oh, never mind. When women were considered full people. What?
Shit.
We couldn't have our own mortgages before 1974. No joke.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't even remember what the fucking answer to the question was.
Whose wardrobe hasn't changed in the past 10 years?
Tanner, that's just because your wardrobe's pretty accurate.
No,
he's
right.
I figured it had to be either me or Paige.
I didn't want to fucking die.
And we're wearing the same thing.
This is almost fucking...
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay. Who would be the first picked for a threesome?
I put that down with way too much emphasis.
up.
Put that down for way too much emphasis.
Oh, Jesus.
This is...
I mean, I find him attractive. I find him very attractive.
I did it all for the nookie.
It's just that touch of gray you got.
Thanks, man.
Whoa, he just made fun of your husband.
I understand that, okay. But my husband did not pick me as the person that would be chosen.
I was not making fun of him. That was a compliment.
See, I thought that would be dangerous.
It's the beard, buddy. It's the beard. I'm sorry.
Fucking picked. It's not your choice.
That's fair. Just
very good looking. Wow, it's not his choice. It's his body. It's his choice.
He's really good looking.
My body, my choice.
Who will break a world record? Again, who will break a world record?
Most kills in a minute.
Oh my god!
Does anybody know what the record is?
Please let it be above three.
If it's three,
if it's three, she can tie it.
She at least gonna tie it.
She just runs upstairs and just throws a knife at somebody.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about your parents. Who'll break a world record?
And then some.
One, two, three. We all lose.
Okay.
Who do you think would break a world record?
Quinn's going to break a world record when the Armory 33 podcast becomes the most listened to podcast.
In the world?
In the fucking world.
Or we have people that listen to us in Japan, the USSR, which is fucking terrifying, and Germany, and Brazil.
Dos Vidania.
Wait, we have people listening to us?
In Russia. Yes.
In Russia. Stop?
In 19...
I was going to say, not the USSR, but we get it.
No, 1990.
Yeah, in the Pinemayo.
Or was it 1989?
I don't understand.
When did the Soviet Union collapse?
Nine.
Tear down this wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
No, but we have people that are in Russia. I don't really consider Canada as not us. Belgium, Germany, Brussels. And some in South America.
1991, you were right. First.
There we go. Okay.
Tanner wasn't even alive back then. The three of us were.
Jesus.
Wait, what was the date in 91?
December 26th.
Oh, we were all fucking alive. God damn it. Oh, we're all about ready to celebrate our first Christmas in 91.
Tear down that wall.
Is it my turn to read?
Right before my birthday.
Can somebody go turn that fan up real quick, please?
Are you getting a little too toasty?
I'm getting toasty over here. Holy
oh, no worries. That's just the tear gas coming in. That's just the ATF filling the...
It's good for the
scientists.
Yeah, right. I've been there before.
That's definitely not the ATF trying to, suffocate us all and then start a fire.
Hey, he thought he fell off the chair.
Psychotropic experiment.
Oh, you should have grabbed the remote while you were over there.
I'm not getting back up.
All right. Wait, so who fucking won?
Who won that?
I don't think anybody won.
We all lost.
We all did lose.
I started speaking Russian, and then I switched to French.
What card were we playing?
Because at a certain point, I did actually learn how to speak a moderate amount of Russian.
Was it the world record?
And all I remember how to say is, I don't know.
Yeah, I picked Quinn because I was the one who could pick. I was the tiebreaker.
Okay, thank you.
Guys.
Jesus Christ. Who is still skeptical of global warming? And while you guys do that, I will be right back for a quick second. Did you vote for me for?
You still believe in Jod.
Paige.
Wait, where did the whole Jod thing come from again?
Oh, because he opens GIFs.
Oh,
God. He also goes Joe carding. Because the world graphics starts with a G. He goes joke harding with Jod.
I'll have to remember that one for.
It was the only other word I could think that sounded with a.
No, that's okay. I've never heard somebody use that.
No, I'm just saying. I was literally saying it to him. He came in and talked about GIF, and I was like, don't even talk to me. You believe in Jod. You go joke harding. And then I couldn't think of a single other word.
I went.
What the fuck is happening?
Am I going to fucking die right
what
now?
What is happening?
The joke carding one, that's good. I'll remember that for next time.
Oh, my first God.
Giraffics.
Woo, that was
I'm
a
giraffic
one.
Designer.
Okay.
My BS, my Bachelor of Science, is actually in multimedia design. I'm actually an artist. Because I was going to be a graphic artist. I have to stop. Did I win?
I think you did.
Oh, no, I thought he won.
Wait, no.
Who won?
No, Quinn won.
Yeah, Quinn won.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we you voted
did.
For you.
You didn't want to win, but you won.
I voted for Paige.
I literally talk about all the time about how seasons are just shifting.
Wait, what was it? Carter just played?
And everything's changing. Global the least warming? Likely to believe in global warming at this point.
Information.
I voted for Paige. You couldn't vote.
You drew.
Yeah.
You drew and we voted for you.
5.8% times 3. Fucking math.
I think you need another drink.
You look like I need another drink.
You fucker.
Jesus.
That went down my... It's in my shoe.
It's in my shoe.
That's what she said?
All right.
Fuck. Oh, God. That one took a turn.
This is a spicy episode. Oh, is it my turn? I didn't get that card because I gave it to Tristan and gave the page.
Oh, Paige, it's your turn. Wait, where the fuck is the card?
The global warming card I gave to you.
He was just saying it to me.
No, because there was two number twos on the table. It didn't go to me.
Yeah, no. Like
there were two
won.
Number fours on
there
the
there were
table.
Two number fours.
No, there were two twos.
You read the question. He voted two, no. I voted four, and he
voted
four.
Yeah,
because you're the one who lives in Jod.
I don't know how we look at it. Jod almighty. Sweet baby Jodis.
I gotta stop.
Can you imagine his Jod is in charge of making the prices, dealing with numbers?
What the fuck? That's all of our Jods. Our Jod.
Who would
a terrible and fearsome Jod.
Who would fail an 8th grade math exam if we all took one right now?
Can I put all of
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Is that 8th grade? Are you sure? You sure that's not 7th grade?
No, it's actually, I think that's kindergarten
what
now.
Was question?
I'm just putting all
who
of them down because we all would. Because
an 8th grade math
math
test
is bullshit now, right from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah,
from
that's
people
fair.
That have children, math is bullshit now in school.
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait till we have a new table here next week.
Oh, woo! Be a beautiful table, guys. It's going to be a table you've never seen.
Bad thing is we're all going to be sitting arm in arm with each other, basically.
No, that's is this going to be a smaller table?
No, it's going to be longer. It's not going to be oval. So
oh, yeah.
We got the whole world
in our hands.
I don't think that's a copyrighted song, so we should be...
In our pants. I changed it. Copyright.
Got all right, we're flipping.
In my pants, I got the whole... Sorry, Mom.
All right, can we flip cards, please?
Because she's one of the tens of listeners.
Hey, first of all, we have more than that.
Sorry about that chicken laugh.
Nobody won that one.
We all lose.
It's a community pile of wins because we're all just going to lose.
I said all of us, for the record. When you originally asked, I went like that.
Is it my turn to read again?
Yes.
Yes.
Because we all failed 8th grade math.
I may have failed 8th grade.
In this day.
Who is so unpredictable, even they don't know what's next? I want to vote so bad. These cards are stupid cards. There's an expansion pack that has a lot worse answers.
God, turn it over. God, turn it over.
Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Who's done on her ass, Quinn?
Good. This is the first time we all voted for the same.
You know what I just had as I was reading this? We're going to get rid of these question cards. And we're just going to go to the in-depth questions that we all think
want
about.
Want to ask?
Invasive. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Congrats to everybody who had... I had 6 cards. Who had... How many cards y'all have?
4.
I can only count to 6 in Spanish.
We all have so to read what we six. Were voted, though.
You said you did 4 years of Spanish. I just said 6, and you're like, wait, what did you get?
We all have to read what we were voted, though. Those were the rules.
Tanner, how many cards you got?
I got 5.
You and I won.
Four. I've got 5.
You and I won.
All right. So it's time to read them off.
You have to say I was voted most, as if it was freaking.
I was voted most unpredictable, most skeptical of global warming, most likely to break a world record.
That was actually pretty positive. Now that he reads it back to us,
I was also voted the oldest when they stopped believing in Santa Claus. Most likely
whimsical.
To fall up the stairs.
Whimsical, even.
Fall up the stairs.
Yeah.
Up the stairs.
And the most likely to stalk a Facebook page.
Congratulations, you're a manic dream pixie girl.
I was voted most likely to be having the most sex in a retirement home.
Heyo.
You do know in retirement homes you have the most STDs, right?
Not if you're with the same person.
Hey, at that age, does it really matter?
Who would be most likely to be picked to dip my wick in multiple candles?
First pick for a threesome.
I was also voted most likely to lose a winning lottery ticket, which I think may have happened in my real life. Also, I would apparently have a lot of fun going to a nightclub alone.
To a nightclub alone.
And I look damn good as a girl.
Likely to look best as the opposite sex.
You are one sexy bitch.
I was voted.
He called you a bitch.
Most likely to be the first person to stand up for someone that's being picked on. Most likely to be the person who has parents that know the least about my current lifestyle. Voted most likely to die the furthest away from where I was born. And most likely to be the first one found in hide and fucking seek.
And IT Tanner, what are you voted most likely to be?
Honestly, the fact that I was voted for somebody whose wardrobe hasn't changed in the past 10 years, I would agree with that.
He's economical.
You don't change what works.
He's thrifty.
I know what I like. Person who can fix the most with simply a roll of duct tape.
That's called initiative.
I mean, when I need to get tape, I go to IT.
In literal aspect, yes, that's true.
Or a single.
I was also voted person who hits the snooze alarm the most in the morning. Quinn, all you got to do this whole entire session right here, the audio, take it out and put in elevator music. We'll be right back.
I'll throw the screen in there that says "Stand by, we're having technical difficulties." Every couple of times, I'll just let actual words make. So how are you guys doing?
Did you need to draw like an Armory 33, like an Armory 33, like character, like little like mascot guy, like that we can do.
Hang in there, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
What would our mascot be?
I don't know, but if you tell me, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I will make
shield
it
like that. Just do a little shield with like a face on it.
Oh, a little shield just dancing, one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't sing it too loud.
I was also voted.
She once drew me a penis dragon flying over a mountain range.
A Boob Valley mountain. It was the most.
It was the coolest fucking thing I ever. It was done in chalk, too. 100% in chalk.
Tanner, it can't zoom in anymore.
Fucking
when I say I'm an artist, I mean it.
Are you gonna find it?
It's the very first.
By the way, I would like to thank our IT department. For helping us pick out a new camera, by the way. This is now being shot. Hey.
Oh, that's cool.
That was a really hard slip. That's very detailed.
I'm actually an artist. I'm not joking. I'm actually very good.
Can you guys imagine how nice this camera is?
Show that to the camera?
You're
going to blur.
I can't zoom in anymore. I've already tried. I can't zoom in. I can move it up and down.
What, you can't zoom in?
I'm maxed out on zoom.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it was that's the zoom. Towards the vagina, too, though.
But I'm cutting myself off if I do that.
Oh, I see.
Look how nice this camera is. Look. No more adjusting it.
Find all the
Tanner doesn't have to have any more conniptions when I say, figure out the fucking camera. I'm going for a drink.
That's true. Lastly, I've got who hits snooze the most on their alarm in the morning.
Which is you.
That is absolutely me. I will never refute that. I always fucking do that.
I used to have like six alarms.
I never,
ever use snooze
before I met this man.
Here's the thing. Here's how you can tell when I'm at work and I'm outside, not in my office in front of my computer, when it's 8 o'clock or around that time. Because I'll see you two walk in. I'm like, And then I look at my watch, I'm like, 8:01. We're good. So I'm like, I have 2 hours.
The only card I will absolutely refute to the end of my days is who would chicken out going bungee jumping.
That's fair.
That's fair. That was a misjudgment on our part, but only because we thought that it would kick in that you were only attached to a bungee instead of an actual parachute.
Now.
And lastly, whose Google search history would people like to see the most? Apparently it's me.
Gross.
You'd like to see all my fetishes?
Pornography.
You'd like to kink shame me?
I bet it's Lumberjacks or Us.
There's no kink shaming on this podcast.
He buys them in bulk. So now we just go around and ask the most obscene questions we can think of. Which is, mine's like a 3-part question. Out of the podcast team, so us four and Shane, Who would die first in a horror movie? Who would be the one to fall the most in a horror movie? And which of the five of us would be the murderer in a horror movie?
You just had to ask that last one.
No, I was going to say.
Tristan, you can scoot over this way, buddy, if you need to.
You had me at fall, but then...
You had me, and then you lost me.
You captured me. You aligned me with who would be the secret killer.
With the mage.
Yeah. I already know who the murderer... Put it this way. We're filming a movie, and you each get to pitch your script ideas.
It depends. Right? Who's the funny guy? Because the funny guy always dies first. Whoever plays
that
the funny guy.
That is not true.
No, it's usually the guy that dies first.
So in the modern age of horror... In the modern age of horror, it's always the funny guy that dies first.
No,
it's the one that you're like, wow, that guy's just like a friend.
It's usually the couple that's having sex that dies first.
That's true.
That's in ye old slashers.
Or the dumb blonde.
That's still pretty consistent.
Too.
Don't do that. That's bad. That's bad news.
According to horror movies and slashers, you want to ask us about horror movies? We can tell you exactly what to avoid doing.
Oh, I already know. I love horror movies. That's like my secret fetish a lot of people don't know about.
All right, so here, okay.
A lot of people don't know that because my wife never lets me watch them.
Episode. Horror movies.
Yeah.
Tanner, are you a horror movie fan?
No, he's just a whore. Sorry.
I was always too scared. I was always too scared to watch horror movies until I met Teresa, and then now I'm not scared anymore.
I do enjoy me some horror movies.
All right. What? Top three horror movies.
Holy fuck.
But go.
My top one I already talked about on the podcast before. It's Night of the Living Dead, the George A. Romero edition. The black and white one.
Okay, all right.
Second is Creature from the Black Lagoon. I know it's not really a horror movie, but it's pretty suspenseful. The black and white version
counts.
And then I'm gonna have to go with the House of a Thousand Corpses.
Ooh, solid fucking roll out there, bud.
Look at that, and those were off the top of the head. This because Captain Spaulding, I hate clowns, but I fucking love Captain Spaulding for some reason.
All right, so first...
May he rest in peace.
All right, so first and foremost, above all else, Army of Darkness, the horror movie the film that introduced my punk ass to horror, then followed by, I'm going to have to say, probably the much, I think this is not revered, the, what's the word?
Reviled?
The Reviled, thank you. 1408.
Room 1408? Was that the one with Samuel?
I didn't mean to flip it.
Can somebody fix her microphone? Because it keeps spinning, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's not tightened down.
It's not me.
I know. I went through and I tried to retighten all of them.
When I stood up, I was not trying to flip it.
It's just spin the whole base.
Yeah.
Look, IT's doing her job. I didn't have to put in help desk fix mic stand.
But I am going to give a standing ovation for 1408.
And then probably The Thing.
Those are
now. Here's the original or the remake?
Oh, the original.
The remake
but
followed by the original because the remake is actually a prequel. You fucking nerds! You fucking serious?
It's not
a remake. It's the fucking prequel.
Yeah, it's actually one of the cool parts about that. Well, you might and you probably already know this, but basically the end of the thing that was made in like 2014, I think. Like it literally leads right into the beginning. Like it's like it
when
ends with them like chasing
running,
the dog.
You see them chasing the dog. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is like it is one of the
watch
most
the
seamless.
Newer version.
So
and then watch the second version because it's a prequel. And then what happens right after because it's all The Thing, baby.
Before Paige goes into her movies right here, real quick. Do you guys consider the Unbreakable Glass or the Unbreakable Split in Glass?
Yes.
A horror movie trilogy?
Yes.
I would say so because there is...
Or is it more of a suspense thriller?
Suspense thriller, though, can
because
be decent horror because, honestly, you don't need gore. You don't need screaming women
movie as well,
to
though.
Be horror.
What?
It's arguably superhero.
It is, absolutely.
But because I remember when Split came out. Now, I only saw Unbreakable one time before that, and it was like right when that came out. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And then my brother was like, hey, let's go watch Split. So he tried to download it off of a website, and it was like, it came up with a bowling ball. I'm like... This is a fucking bowling movie, dude. I don't want to watch a bowling movie because it's the wrong one. Because it came out the same year.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure that's like a Comedy Central one that I saw like a long time ago. That would
and we like watched it, and at the end it was like, oh, it was like that guy that survived the train. What was his name? And it was like, oh, fucking Bruce Willis. Like that. I was like.
Fucking Bruce Willie, though?
Yeah. So I don't know. Those are three good movies, too.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a fan of Glass as much.
I enjoyed Glass. I love M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh yeah,
Hunter, like all oh, yeah. there. Like Shyamalan, I will say,
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
We appreciate The Happening. We appreciate The Village.
Oh, The Village. Underrated.
Love
underrated horror movies
that everybody else hates. If you haven't seen 1408, please fucking watch it because it is one of the most incredible fucking.
That's
horror movies that
Samuel,
I have ever seen.
That's
in
Samuel L. Jackson
and John fucking Cusack.
Okay, that's.
Are you kidding?
I was trying to figure out who.
With that fucking hairline.
I was trying to figure out.
Receding like his connection to his daughter.
Oh, oh damn! That cut.
It's
deep.
Amazing. 1408, both of the It movies because they count as one.
Nope, I don't put those. Nope.
You're wrong.
You don't like.
You are so wrong. I can tell you.
Clowns.
Okay. Can I tell you?
Yeah, clowns. I don't.
Okay.
Nope. Don't
Quinn,
fucking do it.
Oh,
Quinn,
wait,
Quinn.
Nope. We gotta jump back into this.
No, shut up and let me talk.
Okay.
Quinn, I need you to listen to me. When I was very young, my father, who works as the now head of the maintenance department of this very important museum that used to be a home for the DuPonts, it's called Winter Museum. It's in Delaware. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Are you supposed
to? No, you were talking about clowns.
There was a Easter egg hunt. When I was very young, I'm talking single digits, can't remember, probably pre-5. We're talking, that's where this core memory comes from. I had found enough Easter eggs and I had enough tickets that I came and I got this. It was a patent leather, shiny leather, just fake, I don't know, crocodile wallet. It was black. It was great. I'm holding my prize in my hand. It is the best fucking thing.
Chris, what are you doing?
Seen.
Are you having a tism moment?
I was just trying to stop doing that because he's not paying attention. I'm telling a very important story that's going to convince him to watch the movie.
No, I cannot watch it. I apologize.
Quinn,
I cannot.
To me.
I can't.
Quinn,
I can't do it.
Quinn,
I cannot
to
do
listen
it.
To me. I would touch your hand if it wasn't so weird, but I'm going to tell you. Listen to me. We can trust. We can touch his microphone too. So I'm like under 5, right?
You had it. You went to an Easter egg hunt. You
baby,
had enough.
Baby,
tickets.
Little child. I was at my father's company was throwing an Easter egg hunt. Holding this wallet, this prize in my hand, and somebody picks me up. And I'm thinking it's my mom. I'm so fucking excited. I got this wallet in my hand. I won this prize. I found these Easter eggs, and the fucker turns me around, and it's a fucking clown,
nope.
Quinn.
Nope.
I screamed and cried, I think, until it put me down. I don't remember, but I have been terrified of clowns my entire life because of this horrible incident where I expected it to be a parent, and it was a clown.
I'll say, so the next topic is going to be
literally
the scariest shit that you can think of.
Clowns.
Horror movie.
However, I will tell you, while I was always afraid growing up of the story It, because everybody teased me with it, I avoided it. I finally was brave enough to watch it with my husband. Trust me, as a person who literally used to be afraid of clowns to the point that I thought one of them was my parent, it turned around, turned me the fuck around, and it was a clown. Just do it. It'll help you.
Clowns.
Right.
I can't do it.
Pitch.
Oh, wait, did she? Did
I was going to say.
1408, It 1 and 2. It's a tie between The Haunting and a ghost ship.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Not a ghost ship, sorry, ghost ship.
Yeah, ghost ship. I forgot about that.
A Haunting and, was it The Haunting?
I think it's
sorry.
The Haunting.
The Haunting and Ghost Ship are two movies that I still, to this day, cannot rewatch because of pivotal moments in those movies that scarred me. One was with the children in the fabric, and one was with the wire from Ghost Ship.
Yeah.
So, and then also that dude that turned into just maggots.
All right.
We're eating maggots.
Tanner?
Number three, so I'm going to start at the low end and go to the very high end. So number three was actually Alien, the first one. And I only say that because I watched it at a very young age. I'm talking like 5 years old.
Solid. Solid.
Now, the reason that happens is because my dad was like really big into those movies when he was watching my brother and I one night. And he decided to watch Alien with a five-year-old.
When my dad used to babysit
me. So that means
me.
Nate would have been three?
Yeah, he was asleep at the time.
So, like, when my dad used to babysit me as an infant, he would sit me up next to him, upright.
Yeah.
And then watch the Sci-Fi Channel. What's up?
There you go. So, I don't find it nearly as frightening as it was when I was that age, but at that age, like, was...
Oh, we're talking about at age, literally.
But I still consider it one of the, a really good movie for its... Yeah, really scary movie for its time. Number two, The Thing remake.
Okay.
Number one... Dead Silence.
Very
excellent
good.
Fucking choice. That scared the shit out of me when I first watched it.
I don't all right. I've never seen that.
All right. You should. Dummy or
are you
ventriloquist.
Weird about dolls?
Yeah. Ventriloquist dolls.
Are you weird about dolls? Mm-hmm. Then have a good time watching it in the total
Marky,
dark with no, with
not
no noise.
Marky, not Marky Mark, but
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie.
His Wahlberg. Brother, yes.
The off brand Wahlberg.
So, all
that's
right.
Paul.
So the, that's, so, the next question is the most fucked up horror genre movies. Like movies that like you may have not been able to watch, haven't able to even start, or haven't been able to finish, or you just watched and you were just like, this is the scariest fucking
so
shit.
So basically a mind
or the most fucked up shit I've ever seen.
I'm still going with House of the Thousand Corpses. Oh, or the okay. Devil's Rejects.
Corpses. Devil's Rejects.
Either because those two are those are sequel or House of a Thousand no. House of a Thousand Corpses is a sequel to Devil's Rejects? Or
House of a Thousand Corpses comes first, then Devil's Rejects
yeah.
comes second.
Yeah.
And so, then finally you have the last one, which is, oh shit, the one that came out. Well, no, it was good.
Oh, speaking of horror movies, I have a movie upstairs I want to give you guys, because I bought it.
Let's just talk like all-time favorite movies. Because everybody's gonna fight us on it.
We have not.
Shh, don't even talk about
what
Poltergeist.
About what about the?
You can't talk about Poltergeist because it cannot be found on any streaming service. You have to buy the
full. I've already watched
actual.
You have not watched
Poltergeist.
The musical.
Oh my
oh,
god!
Wait, we have not only the wait. DVD, but we bought the CD and we listened to Slow
wait.
Fast Food Love
that,
all the time.
Is that almost as good as Thanksgiving?
You have yeah, no.
Dude.
Did you ever see Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving?
The first scene is somebody yes. getting...
With the murder turkey?
The first scene is somebody getting their own underwear ripped. The hand goes up through their entire body, pulls down and rips their underwear out through their ass.
Dude, why is it underwear through the ass?
Because that's how...
Dude, oh yeah. Poltergeist. No, seriously, we will bring
Poltergeist. He doesn't understand what
I will
I
bring
just said. Did I, was I not clear?
Okay.
Was I not clear about the fact
around.
That the hand goes up and
it
rips the underwear out through its own ass?
A, definitely Poltergeist. A, like, it's a violation because it is a really fucking...
It's fucked up.
It's
oh,
a
so
wild fucking...
So you'd make another person
up.
Quit?
I could talk about that one.
Nothing.
But anyway. All right, so that movie.
Remember the movie Thanksgiving? Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Where they made three extra ones after that. So there's up to four of them. Where
you ever seen Evil Bong?
No.
Stupidest movie we have ever accidentally watched while literally talking about how terrible it was the entire movie. And then eventually it ended and we were like, wait, we just watched that whole movie while talking about how terrible it was and wasted our entire time?
Wait, here's the worst thing.
Great.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a murder turkey.
Okay.
Right?
Why wouldn't it be?
Exactly. The production value was so low on it, they couldn't afford fake license plates. Mm-hmm. So they just put electrical tape over the numbers where you can still make the numbers out. And when they would go to a full moon thing, it was from American Werewolf in London.
That is fantastic.
I was going to say, in Poltergeist, they literally...
Synopsis, no,
they, I was going to say, one of the bonus things in Poltergeist that might make you interested in watching
she
it...
She will murder you.
...is literally that they hired a bunch of... what look like local to the airport strippers to dance during one of
no,
the
they
sequences.
Actually did. I'm pretty sure when we actually
yeah
commentary about
to the airport, probably near a military base. Tanner, so, do you understand what I'm saying? One legged and pregnant.
So Fort Hood, got it. Do you meet on a Thursday? You're married on a Friday.
I feel
you
like I just,
by Sunday.
I feel like what? I just got Tanner in a place he was not expecting me
wait,
to.
Did
hit.
I just sum up military relationships with
close.
Strippers?
Oh yeah, with strippers.
Did you hear that synopsis?
The vast majority of those are actually the 20-year-old marrying the other 20-year-old because we are somehow fucking that stupid that we're gonna marry.
Yeah, you meet her on a Thursday, you get married on a Friday, you're divorced by Sunday.
Yeah, that's the brand. It's called the brand new PFC special.
Yep.
It's like a really fucked up version of Solomon Grundy.
That's pretty fucked. Yeah. All right, so most fucked up horror genre movie. From my perspective, Serbian film, which hopefully
no
none of you
fucking
are.
Shit.
Yeah.
What is it?
Serbian.
A Serbian film.
Oh.
Is the most graphic, awful, horrible thing he's seen.
But
go figure.
But it's fucked up.
It's the most awful thing I've heard of.
So it's
I will tell
so,
you.
Like, so real quick, basically, to like a quick synopsis of it.
Nobody needs it.
All right, fair enough.
You'll have to bleep it all out.
Basically, it's
somebody
a
retired... does very bad things with something that he shouldn't do bad things with. And we're not going to talk about it any further than that because we don't need to because he's going to have to bleep all of this out. Because he's going to Google a Serbian film and try to watch it now because he's going to take it as a fucking challenge.
So the movie that really fucked me up, and this isn't even like...
Okay,
so
I need your confirmation that you're not going to look up a Serbian film and you're
not
going
to
watch
it.
No,
I'm not going to look it up. Why? You think I have time to sit down and watch movies?
Listen to me.
I go to bed and I raise my kid.
You are a father. Do not look it up. Okay. Do not look up the synopsis.
The
I am
movie
telling you.
That really made me.
I've done my
put
part.
It this way. I had to watch this movie in my living room in broad daylight with the curtains open because it was basically one of those found footage kind of videos where you don't know if it's real or not. I'm still convinced the Blair Witch Project is a fake movie, not like a true story type thing. But this is called. This movie is actually called Hell House LLC.
Oh, that's a great one.
Did you see?
Yes.
Dude, Hell House. The thing that freaked me out most about that was the fucking clown.
Yeah.
See? That's where they're like, what was that? And you just see him and he's just sitting there like this.
Yeah, smash his fucking face in, throw him out the goddamn car.
Everybody's like, Davey, knock it off. It stop. And then the camera pans. And then they pan back and he's going, there's only one way in and one way out. And we're standing in that way and we're good to go. I watched that movie. I had to watch. It took me 3 hours to watch an hour and a half movie. Because I'm like, I can't do it.
Do you want to know another good one, honestly, is The Descent.
Yes.
That's also an excellent
especially for the
movie.
Ending. The ending is
excellent
what got me fucked
movie.
Up. I was like, oh my God.
Here's a question.
Has anybody, you've all seen Ghost Ship, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've seen The Haunting?
Yes.
With Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yes.
Zeta-Jones.
Sorry.
Dips beneath lasers. Whoa.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to that page, or would you just like that? You just asking if we've seen those movies? Because
they're the two movies that scared the shit out of me the most.
Do you know what movie actually scared me a little bit too?
Oh, and The Ring.
Oh,
when I was in middle school because it was with my best friend Katie and literally we were standing like she had one of those like split levels.
Mm-mm.
So it was like one up, one down. So you could stand on the stairwell that was like six stairs and look around the corner. And so literally as the movie was playing, we were standing at the top of this stairwell, peeking around the corner, watching her giant screen TV, tube TV. So like literally 15 feet from the wall.
Yeah.
And we were that's how I watched
it's as
that
wide
movie
as this
the
table.
First time.
Just wide as this
literally
table.
Wider than this table. Like it was a huge TV, and it was literally like, why are we doing this? We were hiding behind the wall.
So
to watch a movie.
I feel like this topic is something we're gonna have to circle back to. Absolutely. But mistakes in horror movies. Like we're gonna make horror movies a whole entire like series come October.
Oh, sweet.
Because I have the perfect I already have the thumbnail and everything ready for that.
Y'all have seen 1408, right?
Yeah.
I have not.
Do it.
So,
who's the main character for that?
John Cusack.
John Cusack. Okay, I know exactly what movie you're talking about.
Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson.
Considering how little he's in that movie, but how impactful he is, I will say he's a pretty cool.
Honestly, there's another good one that's not too terribly scary, but like the storyline itself was, I thought was really good. It's the strangers that are trapped in the elevator. And they're trying to figure out who's...
Haven't watched that
the
one
devil.
Yet. Have not watched that one yet. Is it worth
is
it?
Is it called The Devil?
It's called Devil.
It's called Devil.
Yeah.
And it's literally, I've seen
it's
it a
honestly,
thousand times.
I thought it was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Like, it didn't, like, IMDb didn't rate it high, but I thought, like, it was a unique
story. I'm going to tell you, IMDb doesn't ever rate horror movies high because IMDb doesn't fucking understand.
No. That's fair.
No.
I can see that.
I don't know why, but... The movies I hate the fucking most is, I can't go to this party tonight. I have to stay home and I have to babysit kids for these rich people that live out in the fucking middle of nowhere.
That have never contacted me before.
Oh, no, they have. No, they have. They're like, it's a family friend. I hear noises coming from inside the house. The phone keeps ringing and hanging up. So I call the police and they put a tap on the line. Tristan. What words come after when the cops call back?
I actually don't remember.
The call's coming from inside of the house.
Come on, that's right.
Yeah. What? Mr. and Mrs. Jones, where are you? I can't reach you. Click, line goes dead. So you have a teenage girl who is 16, maybe 17, trying to keep two kids alive that are 7 and 8.
Actively fighting that objective.
Yeah. They're going, they go,
we want to go down in the basement where the weird noises are.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Mistakes in horror movies. Going towards a fucking noise. Don't do that.
Nope.
Tripping and falling over fucking nothing.
I guess you can.
Yep.
Or a couch. Or the side of a couch.
Or continuously stumbling along while being chased for 3 minutes.
Cabin in the woods?
Because I will tell y'all.
Wait,
because
wait.
That is actually
it depends on what type of bra you're wearing and how wet your shirt is as to how much you trip and fall in a horror movie. If your shirt is super wet and you have no bra, you're going to fall every time you take a fucking step. If you're a smart girl who's doing the right thing, you're going to get killed immediately because
nobody
likes that.
You know
what
movie was
that.
Really good? I forget what it's called, but it's about COVID.
Contagion?
No. No, it's actually about...
Contagion came out in, like 2019.
Yeah. Conveniently. It's about this girl. They had a dorm party where it was a COVID party, basically. Yeah. And these people's kids died. Their son died. So then they, track this girl down, and they find out she's at some, like... What the...
I don't think we've seen that.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to look it up real quick. But it was basically like they're trying to find her, and then they're like, they find her, and then she gets out to the road, and they're like, oh, sweetie, it's okay. You won't be alive long. And the nice old lady just goes with chloroform over her mouth. I'm like, oh, they killed this bitch.
Okay, so most impactful horror movie. Like, when I say the most impactful, one that literally in some way, shape, or form
changed say the original
your
scream,
behavior.
The original scream, and I will say that because... My sister and I were 5 years apart, so she was 13.
Okay.
I was 8.
Yeah.
And my sister had a viewing party for Scream or Scream 2 or something like that, and I literally couldn't take a shower with the fucking shower curtains closed for the longest time because some bitch gets stabbed right through the shower curtain. There's also some other person who gets stabbed right through a bathroom stall. So anytime I go to the bathroom in a public place, there needs to be a wall next to me that I can lean against.
Not gonna
so
lie.
I don't get stabbed in the head.
When Paige was talking, I accidentally hit my speak to text button and it says, who stabbed somebody through a shower curtain?
Who does that?
I don't want that to be on my screen.
Who does that?
That's my search history.
Most impactful, again, dead silence my behavior in real life. If I am in the dark, somewhere,
yeah,
mouth stays shut. I don't care what happens.
Oh, in the dark?
That's a rough one.
No, dead silence.
Rough one.
I've never seen it.
Congratulations, you should watch it.
You really should.
Most impactful horror movie. One that's literally changed your behavior.
The Children of the Corn.
Same for him, actually.
Actually.
Good.
For me, it is Children
enough,
of the Corn.
Yeah, because...
He used to play in cornfields.
No, you know what the fuck's around my house.
Yeah.
And I had to walk through it to get to my hunting blinds.
Mm.
So I shit you not, when it's like hunting season and I'm out there at like 5 a.m. in the morning and I'm walking through the woods and I know the path because I cut the path on the side. So I have a half-ash tree line on one side, cornfield on the other.
Yep.
Not going to lie, my bow's cocked, ready to go. But it's slung over my back. I have my fucking gun out. Right. I carry my gun with me. I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
How long are we running for this podcast? Because I'm talking 2.5 hours.
No, we're not. We're not. We're nowhere.
So
it's 5 o'clock. It's been probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
Okay.
And a half,
so my.
I can't do math.
So I'm gonna say mine is Children of the Corn, mainly because when I was a young kid, meaning pretty much 10, 12, I grew up in a development that backed up to a cornfield.
Yeah.
And so there were a bunch of kids in this neighborhood, and so we would go out and play. And so what is a better place to play when you're, 10 years old
than
a
out in the middle
cornfield?
Of a fucking cornfield?
And so what we did was we actually did something fairly destructive. We actually tore down a bunch of corn and actually built, a hut out of corn stalks. Yeah, not great.
As children,
realistically, it was probably a quarter acre, but still not very good.
As kids, it was fun as
fuck. My house sits on an acre, by the way.
Yeah.
A quarter of that you destroyed?
Yeah.
You're
totally cleared
dick.
It out. Yeah. And it could have been less. I don't know. But anyway, we basically built a corn stalk cabin in the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah,
and my
creepy.
Parents found out because one day they came out there in the field, lost their ever loving fucking minds because we're destroying fucking corn and we're all 10, 12. We have none of us fucking are thinking about that. So then, and I've seen Children of the Corn at this point. Then my mom has my two brothers watch it with me. And then we go out for a walk in the evening along basically the what was effectively like an access road that sat between my house and the cornfield that backed up right to that. And we're walking down that, and my brother goes off and then starts screaming out in the cornfield, "Oh, Tristan, they got me!" And I did not go back into that cornfield. I fucking lost my mind. Oh, my family, like, my... Again, I said earlier on the episode, I'm the
drama.
Baby. Yeah, like, earlier on the episode, like, being the baby, like, it had its privileges, but it also let my brothers and shit,
I cannot...
Crazy ways to with me. Find... Like, behind that cornfield was a mountain. Like, much like what we have going out here, except, like, much not a major highway going up there. Or not highway, but whatever. Like, a highway. This was just, like, a two-lane little road that goes up the side of this mountain. My brother let me ride in the back of his truck, got to the top of the mountain... And then told me to get out. And I'm like 10 years old, running like a half mile down a mountain, like down this mountain, dark mountain road. He's like probably a quarter mile behind me. He just turned off his light so he can't, so I can't see that he's there, but he's following me. And I'm just like this little fucking kid, like pit-patting down the road,
that, dude,
sobbing. Just like literally, because this is, again, like a fucking mountain. Like there's woods on either side. There is no shoulder. There is no nothing. Oh man, but yeah, that Children of the Corn one did definitely make me up quite a bit.
Oh, the movie is actually called... Wait, is this the movie? Hang on, real quick. Yeah, the movie is called Sick.
No, I don't think I've seen
the quick synopsis. Is while quarantining at her family's lake house during the pandemic, Parker and her best friend are threatened by an unexpected visitor.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. 6 out of 10 on IMDb and 85% on Rotten Tomato.
All right, so let me read you guys the synopsis for Poultrygeist. Not Poltergeist.
Poultrygeist. Yes.
Birds and animals.
Correct. Yes.
It is Poultrygeist, and the subtitle is Night of the Chicken Dead. Savage as the Dawn of the Dead, as slapstick as Evil Dead 2, an exploitation movie with soul. Is what they refer to it as. And here's the synopsis. When a fast food chicken restaurant is built on the site of an ancient Native American burial ground, its displaced spirits unite with the ghosts of the exterminated chickens and transform into Native American chicken zombies seeking revenge.
Native American chicken zombies.
This is also a musical, as Paige noted earlier, with several numbers in it, including... Fast Food Love. Oh, shit, I can't remember any of the other songs. But it's fucking brilliant, and I will play it for you guys to
so
watch.
That
it's super
fucking
You
saw Hell House, yes?
Yes.
Do you know they made fucking 3 extras of those?
Yes, we've watched all of them.
How? Where?
I think they're mostly on Amazon Shutter.
Okay. Yeah. Because did you see Hell House?
No.
This is the analysis. The film, shot as a documentary, follows a group of Halloween haunted house creators as they prepare for the 2009 opening of their popular haunted attraction, Hell House. Tragedy strikes on opening night when an unknown malfunction causes the death of 15 tour goers and staff. Dude, that fucking scene where they're sitting at the bottom of the basement steps, and they're like, yeah, we're going to have this person chained to the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... at the end where they rip the fucking, when he rips the cinder blocks out, nope, I'm good.
There's some.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
She had to run to the restroom.
Wait, that's another mistake. You don't split up. We all should have went. Bad thing is the amount of firepower that's in this fucking downstairs. We're good. We can survive anything right about now. Tanner, I'm putting you on shotgun. No offense. Sorry, buddy.
That's okay. I probably wanted to be room entry anyway. I want to be point man.
A Quiet Place. That movie kind of fucks with you too a little bit.
Quiet Place, solid.
I can't wait for the new one.
Oh, that's right. There are
There is a third one coming out.
There's a third one coming out.
28
years later is actually in the works for the record.
Really?
With Cillian Murphy, directed by Danny Boyle.
Because I feel like I've definitely seen 28 Days Later, and I've also seen 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah.
There was not a 28 Months Later. I don't know why they didn't do a 28 Months Later.
They just kind of skipped it.
We're going to
jump ahead 2 years and 4 months. 2.25 years.
The way 28 Weeks Later ends is literally like the beginnings of all that.
Yeah. I heard it. Did you see it?
What?
I heard it. Did you see it?
See what?
Cuteness?
Yes.
Okay. Real
Whenever
quick.
She put in her, I think my throat was red.
Oh, that new fucking toy I had to buy her today. I said, if you're good, Dad, I'll take it down the toy aisle. I didn't say I was going to buy her anything.
Oh, she saw a microwave.
Yep. Butter it was microwave. A Minnie Mouse microwave.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. They come with a s'more set in a pretzel.
Nice.
Real quick, how would you want to die in a horror movie? Or do you think you would survive a horror movie? Tanner, close us out. You think you're going to survive or die?
I would probably die towards the end.
I would probably die trying to save him.
No, you're the murderer. Doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, okay, it doesn't count.
Sorry, no.
If I was in the horror movie, the murderer by secret, I would probably die saving him. Doing some stupid
shit. I'm probably dead. I'm probably making it.
He's too attractive to not die first.
I'm probably dying mid. I don't want to say first, and I don't want to say last, but I'm going to put up a valiant effort. I'm going to pop a few rounds into the killer, and he's going to die, but then he's going to get back up and just fucking...
I'm that guy who's going to hold that fucking like sewer grate open for just 2 extra seconds and die. Actually, talking about mistakes in horror fucking movies, can we just talk about in those moments where you have the person who's saving everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing the saving action for 2 to 3 seconds, like crucial fucking seconds.
Yeah.
Longer than they need to.
Yeah. Prime example, like, let's go with the thing you just said. You're opening the storm grate,
yeah.
Right? Or the manhole cover, yeah, whatever yeah. it is. And no offense, me and Paige already made it down. And I'm like, Tristan, go. We have, let's go. You're like, no, Tanner's coming. Tanner falls. You're the person to go out there and grab him and drag him down there.
Tristan and I have had this argument. You throw him down
the hole, you're the one that gets pegged first.
I am going to tell you right now that Tristan and I have had this argument multiple times about what we're going to do in the zombie apocalypse. I am going to fucking trust nobody. You come near my fucking house, you get a bullet in your fucking head. I don't care what you are. I don't care what your temperature is.
It is what it is.
Have a great weekend. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next time. Mm-hmm.